Hey guys, welcome back to Mini Monologue. Today we are going to be discussing the things that make you realize like, oh shit, like I'm an adult now. I still don't think I'm an adult. I know I'm 22, which technically isn't a teenager anymore. Technically it's not. But like, what would you call that? I guess young adult. But I still feel the exact same way I felt at 17. Like, or 19 even. Like, I have not grown up since then. Of course, there are things that I do that are maybe, like, I suppose a little bit more responsible. But no, like, I still act the exact same way I did at 19. So technically, I still am 19. Like, I'm 22 now. And, like, sometimes I talk to boys, right? Or, like, even, like, I date boys. I obviously know their age. But, like, I find out that they're 27. I'm like, oh, my God. That's so weird because, like, I'm literally 17. But for some reason in my head, like, I still feel so young. And I find it so weird when, like, men who are, like, 26 or 27 fancy me because I'm like, ugh, like, you're weird. But actually, I am 22. It's something I need to remember sometimes. I feel like I think at 18, I became, like, very adulty in the way that, like, I became very independent and I moved out and I was just, like, doing my own thing. I was always, like, I didn't rely on my parents very much for anything except emotional support, maybe. And even at times, like, when I first moved to London for the first, like, year or two, I was like, fuck them, like, I can do this all myself. And it hasn't been until actually, like, I've been, like, 21, 22 that I've actually really, like, leaned on my parents for emotional support. And it's really, like, the best thing ever. But yeah, I do feel like in ways I grew up quite fast. I'm also the youngest child, and I think that's a very common thing with the youngest child. Like, I always felt like the same kind of age as my sister. So my sister's 4 years older than me. And for example, I didn't get to watch the kids shows that a lot of my friends who are maybe they're the oldest sibling, I didn't get to watch the shows that they watched. I had to just watch what my sister was watching, and she was 4 years ahead of me. So say whenever I was seven and I wanted to watch fucking, what do you watch at seven? Like some sort of cartoon or something along those lines. I wasn't allowed to watch that. I had to watch like Hannah Montana, for example, or that's still a kid's show. I don't know. Like, I just always was like, I was at the same stage as my sister. And so by the time I was like 16, I just felt so old. And even like, I remember when I was younger, like, I just wanted to grow up. I wanted to be an adult. I wanted to be independent. Like, that was like my fucking dream in life, was to move out and live in an apartment on my own. I would just watch people like on YouTube with these, like, their daily vlogs. And I was like, oh, I cannot wait to be a fucking adult. Like, I was so excited. And now I guess I am one. And it is like fucking epic. I can just do what I want when I want. Like, it's really amazing. So honestly, if you're like 15 and you're listening to this being like, I can't wait to be an adult, like, honestly, yeah, it's pretty epic. So people always say, oh no, like, appreciate when you're a kid. What, like, having to, like, ask your parents to do things and like having to come home at a certain time, and, you know, you're not allowed something unless your mum buys it. Like my mum, like, my mum would go in, like, the weekly shop, for example, and she'd buy a pack of, like, chocolate croissants. And, like, I can't just eat them all at once or I'd get shouted at. Whereas now, if I buy a multi-pack of chocolate croissants, I can finish the full thing in one sitting if I want. No one can tell me off. I can finish a full box of Crunchy Nut. No one can tell me off. It's just amazing. And, like, having, like, I think independence is, like, honestly, like, the most important thing to me. So that's the thing, like, my favorite thing about adulting. Anyway, basically, this girl I know posted on her story today being like, one second I was a teenager and now I'm asking the chef at this restaurant for the recipe for the chicken so I can make it at home. And I was like, okay, yeah. There's definitely some things that I've been doing recently that I'm like, oh. So basically, I just got in a new Airbnb in LA and I was staying with my friends Ruby and Lila, and we got there and we were looking around, you know, like, as you do when you first get to an Airbnb. I was, like, looking in every fucking cupboard, being like, wow, they left their seasonings. This is amazing. Like, we can use our seasonings when we're cooking. First of all, what the fuck? Like, why am I getting excited over seasonings? We're looking around upstairs in the closet. I open this little door. I'm like, what's this in here? A washer and a dryer. I was so excited. Because at home, I've got a washer dryer. Worst thing ever. I mean, obviously, so blessed to have a washer dryer. Because, like, some flats in London don't even have any of that, and you just have to go to, like, laundromats and stuff. But I have, like, a washer dryer, like, all in one. It's the worst fucking thing in the world. I hate it so much. Every time my mum comes over, she's like, your washer dryer sucks. I'm like, yeah, I know, mum. I hate it as well. Sometimes it just goes on fire. I don't know what is wrong with it. It just stops working. It starts to smoke. And it's brand new, by the way. It's like 2 months old. And it's the worst washer dryer ever. And it makes washing my clothes miserable. I hate it so much. But anyway, I'm in this new Airbnb in LA. I open the door. Brand spanking new LA. No, sorry, LA. American. I just like American appliances are like really good. And it's huge. Washer and a dryer. I was so excited. When everyone, I am the washing person of this trip. Everyone was handing me their dirty clothes. I was sorting all out into different colors, putting on a wash. I was so excited. I love doing it. I've been doing it the whole trip. And I'm just amazing. A washer and a dryer beside each other. It's made me realize I need to get that at home. Oh, guys, why am I getting so excited over a washer and a dryer? Like, when I moved out, I had no idea how to use a washer dryer, which is like maybe a bit despicable for me. But like, my mum was just like, she was in charge of the dirty washing at home, which was like honestly amazing. Like, I love my mum. She really, like, she took care of us. Like, the only thing, like, we'd obviously have to keep our rooms tidy, and we would have to take the dogs on walks, and we would have to empty the dishwasher and fill the dishwasher or whatever. But apart from that, like, that was like the main chores. Like, my mum, she's a bit of like, I'd say like a lot of mums are like that. They just love to do chores. Like, my mum honestly gets like a rise out of mopping and hoovering. So when I moved out, I was like, fuck, I don't really know how to mop or how to put on a wash. So it was two things I learned when I moved out. I still don't really know how to mop. Mopping is hard. We don't talk about that enough. Mopping is really difficult. Hoovering, fine. I actually enjoy hoovering, especially hoovering a carpet. Like, it's just satisfying. Like, I really enjoy. I got a Dyson Hoover, which is really exciting for me. God, I'm an adult. Anyway, love hoovering. Mopping, I don't think I've ever mopped. If I can avoid it, of course. Like, if there's something really like I need to, like, I've spilt something and I really need to mop it up. But even at that, I'll just use a paper towel or something, because I don't like mopping. Do you guys like mopping? I find it really difficult. Let me know if you've got any mopping hacks for me. Send them my way on Instagram, please.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
I thought we could talk about what else makes us feel like an adult. Like, what makes you realize you're an adult? I'm basically reading this article about like things, a BuzzFeed article about things that they've realized have made them an adult. Someone said, I unironically said, goodness, it's loud in here. I can barely hear myself think, and turned the music down. That, basically, since we got to LA, I have been the designated driver. I've been like going to dinners and like going on nights out and not drinking just so that I can drive everyone everywhere. And I love it. I actually really, really like it. I like the responsibility. Sometimes I hate it. Like, remember last week in my podcast, if you listened last week, I basically was talking about how I drove to the podcast recording, and the Spotify headquarters are in downtown LA. So to get there, I had to go on the freeway or whatever the fuck it's called. Whatever, like highway, I don't know. It had 8 lanes and it was the most stressful thing in the world. And it was so harrowing to me that I had to get an Uber here today. And I don't like getting Ubers here because they're so expensive. But I was like, I cannot do that drive again. It was too scary. I don't like the freeway here. But like, driving around LA is like really, really chill and so fun and actually really nice. And the roads are really big. And yes, people beep at me all the time. And I do get confused about what side of the road I'm meant to be driving on, etc. However, I have a good time. I really enjoy it. So yeah, I've been designated driver, and I've been noticing myself do that a lot. I've been looking for parking spaces, and Ruby likes to play her music right out. Her fucking, all she listens to is the new Drake diss song on Kendrick Lamar, and it's a really good song. I actually discussed that recently on my podcast, of the whole like Kendrick Drake beef. And Drake has made a response song. It's been leaked, but I feel like he probably leaked it himself. I don't know why he wouldn't just like put it out there, because it's actually a really, really good song. I would look it up if he haven't listened to it already. I'm sure you've heard the Kendrick diss song by now. It's like very, very popular. But the Drake one in response is really, really good. Anyway, she's just been playing that on full blast all day long, and I'll be looking for a space. I'll go, oh, Ruby, we just need to turn it down. I'm looking for a space right now. She's like, what, Olivia? I don't know why. Like, why is that? I guess it's just distracting when you're like really trying to concentrate and there's like a lot of music playing, but I just feel like I feel like my dad every time I do it. Another thing that I notice I do is like, so whenever I call my parents or just like anyone, like I just like being on the phone sometimes, especially like if I'm in the car or something, if I've not really got anything to do, like when I get in the car, I just love to call people. And I remember when I was younger, and honestly, sometimes it still does piss me off, but when my parents used to ring me when I was younger, like, I feel like it's a very, like, dad thing to do, is they just, like, delay the conversation, like, as long as possible. Like, they just, like, they stretch it out, and, like, they'll be like, oh, like, so, did you see that, that new series that's come out, on what's that thing? Netflix. Anyway, that used to, like, my dad used to say that on the phone to me, and like my mind goes very quick. Like, I'm a very, very quick person. I speak very quickly. I like, my mind moves at a quick pace, so when people speak slowly to me, I go fucking insane. And I used to, like, even if I had nothing to do, I'd be like, dad, I'm hanging up now, like, just say goodbye. And he'd be like, oh yes, wait, one more thing before you go. And it would send me insane, and I used to hate it so much. And now I do it. Now I'll ring my mom and I'll go, yeah, and then I went on a hike the other day. It was beautiful. So waterfall. Like, I can tell my mum's like, shut up. Like, on the way here, I was ringing my mum. I was chatting away. I was like, so I'm getting my extensions done today. I found a place. And then she's like, Olivia, I have to go. Like, I'm picking up my friend. Like, you, like, I'm hanging up. And like, I'll be like, yeah, wait 1 second. And her friend will get in the car. And I'll be like, hi, Barbara. How are you? I've become that annoying person that just won't hang up. So yeah, that's another adult thing I've done. Someone said, I no longer have FOMO. The fear of missing out has caused me to be exhausted, have no money, and regret not missing out. No, I don't care. I'd rather stay at home, save my money, and get the extra sleep. So this is one thing that I haven't quite conquered yet. Me and Ruby actually had this discussion the other day, and we were like, you know what? We don't need to go to everything. Like, why are we like, I fear that we're becoming those people that are just at everything. Like, you're like, oh well, at least Ruby and Olivia are gonna be there. Like, it feels as though, I don't know, I do get really, really bad FOMO. I feel like Ruby gets it more than me, and she just like, I don't really get that bad FOMO, but I'm the most easily persuaded person ever. Like, literally, you could be like I'll be like someone could be like, oh, do you want to go out tonight? And I'm like, I'm feeling a bit tired. And they'll be like, oh, please, like, just have a coffee. And I'll be like, okay. Like, it's so easy to, like, whoever walked past in the street, you could literally convince me to do anything. Just try sometime if you ever see me. I'm very easily convinced, which is not good. And I think it's because maybe I do have, like, a bit of underlying FOMO. I need to get over that, because at this point, like, I'm 22. I'm still young. Like, I can have my fun. But I just can't wait for the day. Like, the second I hit 25, guys, I want to go sober. And I just want to, like live my soul. Like, I would love to have kids by 27. I've just been really thinking about it recently. Like, I have, like, been at this now since I was 18. 18 to 22, that's 4 years. I don't need, like, I need maybe another 2 years of this. And I'm done. I'm tapping out. I'm finding a husband. I'm having my kids. I'm popping them all out by 27. And then I'm just going to, like, they'll be all off at school by the time I'm 31, and then I can start a passion project. I'll get back to you when I'm 27. I won't have done any of that, by the way. Like, I guarantee I'll be like 30 and like still haven't met my husband. I also like know so many 27-year-olds, and they still feel like my age. Like, they all still feel 22. So like, I just know that that's not going to happen. But like, ideally, like, I don't need to do this much longer. I'm having a great time, but it's like, yeah, 25, I'm done. I'm tapping out. I feel like that's a good age, you know? Okay, this is like an interesting one. Someone said, buying broccoli and spinach and actually eating it, just making a habit out of eating vegetables. It's wild because I just don't really like them, but it's something I do for my health. That is like an interesting one. So basically, when I was younger, I didn't give a fuck about my health, and like, my parents would have to like, not force me, but like, obviously, like, my mom is like she would cook us dinner every night, and she would like make us eat vegetables, and it's not like I ever really like loved vegetables. Like, I didn't want to do it, and like, I never wanted to exercise. I just never really cared about my health. The only reason I was healthy is because my mum like made me healthy, you know? But I never did things. I was never like into health or wellness. Like I avoided doing sport at any opportunity I could. Like I would fake sick every time I had athletics. I would try to get out of doing hockey every week. I never wanted to go dance. Like, you know, I was just like, why am I exercising? I fucking hate exercising. It's not fun. I don't have fun doing it. And I don't care if I'm healthy or not. So I just always hated it. And now as an adult, I do things that I don't enjoy just so that I can be healthy. Like for example, the other day I went somewhere and I got a health shot. And it was disgusting. And I was like, I can't believe I just went to a cafe and I paid money to buy something that I know is disgusting just for my health. Like, why? When did that start happening? For example, today, I'm going after this to a personal training session. I hate personal training. It makes my whole body ache. And like, I can't do it. But I'm doing it so that I can be healthy and grow muscle. What? When did I start doing things I don't like doing? Just so, like I'll literally wake up, like, me and Ruby the other day were like, oh, God, we need to eat some vegetables. Like, let's order some broccoli. Like, I was like, we were going to make pasta. And I was like, let's have some broccoli as a side. So we can have, like, a bit of health. When did that happen? Like, when did I just, like, start adding, like, healthy things into my life? For, like, not for fun. Because I'm not enjoying doing it. It's just, like, I've made a habit out of it. It's, like, I went on a hike the other day. If you told me at 16 that I will be voluntarily walking up a mountain for fun, I would have laughed at you. I'm not a walker, really. I don't like walking. If possible, I'd always be sitting down. Actually, I don't really like standing either. Like, I'm a lazy person. I like to be horizontal. I like to be sat. I don't like to stand up. I don't like to walk. I'll always drive if I can. And that's okay. There's not, like, some people are walkers. Some people aren't. I'm not. But I went for fun. Do a hike. It's just crazy. Isn't that crazy? Like, why do we do that? Like, why are we all at the fucking gym? Like, are we actually enjoying it? I guess there's also the, like, aspect of, like, oh, everyone wants, like, I don't know, like, that summer bod and that's why we're all at the gym. But it's, like, not even about that. Like, I actually, like, I don't, like, I'm, like, if I don't, like, work out or, like, move my body or eat healthy, I'm, like, oh, God, like, this isn't good. Like, I'm, like, I can feel it. Whereas when I was younger, I could, like, do all of that and I wouldn't feel it. Like, I guess it's just, like, growing up, you actually need to start taking care of your health and it's crazy. Like, we have a jar of fucking sea moss in our fridge right now. Sea moss. I'm having a spoonful of sea moss. What the hell is that? And why am I doing that? God, I'm an adult. I think I'm an adult. This is crazy. When I was younger, okay, this also just came to me because I'm just drinking water. When I was younger, I hated water. Like, maybe I would have, like, dilute juice every now and then. But, like, or squash, whatever you call it. But I just didn't like water. And it got to the point that I had chronic migraines when I was younger in school because I refused to drink water. Like, I just didn't like it. And now I voluntarily drink, like, over 2 liters a day. Not even because I'm thirsty. Like, I won't be thirsty, like, being like, oh, I need water. It's actually just, like, a habit I've created so I can be healthy. Weird. Anyway, bizarre. Love you guys. Thanks so much for listening. I feel like that was a really big waffle there, but, like, it is a crazy thing to think that, like, we are adults now. And maybe you're listening to this and you're 15, you're like, I'm not at all, and I'm jealous of you. I kind of wish I was still a teenager. I still wish I was 19. That was, like, a perfect age. That was a great age for me. 19, God, I miss it. Anyway, love you guys. See you on Wednesday. Bye. Inner Monologue is a Spotify original podcast. It was produced by Spirit Studios with Raymond Tanner as the producer.